Well, in the course of my research, I talk with a range of community organizations, ranging from the Victorian Council on Social Services to the Heart Foundation to the Victorian Health Promotion Foundation, a couple of sort of people that you wouldn't immediately think of in terms of planning. We decided to get together some researchers, some social organizations, and also some of the foremost planning consultants, and just sort of start a dialogue about how to move forward in planning. Because unfortunately, what's happening right now is that there seems to be this sort of paralysis or stasis when it comes to the planning system. People are concerned, as they should be, about the fact that the urban growth boundary has been expanded 4 times in 8 years despite intensification policies. And at the same time, people are concerned about the effects that intensification might have on existing neighborhoods. So it's like the worst of both possible worlds. How do we move forward on that? Well, I didn't expect too much response from politicians in the election campaign, but it is intended to be, it's in the form of an open letter. I think what I really wanted to do and what it's been successful in doing is getting some people to start to talk together again. Really, the immediate impetus for it was a forum that an organization called Architects for Peace organized on the urban growth boundary, and I realized at that forum there was a range of very interesting possible decision makers there, ranging from the Urban Development Institute to the Planning Institute to some people working on from a social equity perspective. And I thought, it's been too long since these people have been even talking together and tossing ideas together, and that needs to happen so that some new ideas can inform the discussion we're having around planning in Melbourne. Ironically, and maybe sadly, the Victorian government did bring together some of these groups in the first stages of putting together Melbourne 2030 in the first couple of years of the current Labor government. They were brought together to share ideas, and from what I understand, I wasn't in Australia yet, it was a very useful and productive conversation. Unfortunately, when it got to the proposal stage, let alone the implementation stage, that kind of discussions were no longer supported by the state government. Having said that, there was no reason that those organizations couldn't get together without the state government and continue the talk. But instead, I think what we've seen again is the worst of all possible worlds. We've had really unchecked sprawl combined with really poor implementation of Melbourne 2030, leading to some quite well justified concerns from community organizations and from local governments that they don't have any say anymore. And we haven't really come up with the instruments and tools in Victoria to allow communities to have a good conversation about what kind of growth they want to see, what kind of growth they don't want to see, and how Melbourne's going to get bigger without getting really sprawling, which has some bad environmental, social, and economic effects. It's a very thorny issue. I mean, you know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. Everyone wants a good city, but no one really wants to talk about the tough issues around planning, why it is that our housing is so unaffordable right now, why it is, of course, there's been a lot of coverage about public transport and how it is that we're seeing this positive thing of more people turning towards public transport, but the very negative thing that the public transport service has not at all kept up with the demand or the growth of the city. So why are people staying away from it? Well, it's not simple. It's not like more police on the street equals less crime or anything like that. It does require a conversation, and it does require some tough choices. Maybe that can't happen in an election campaign, but whatever the next government is, I think it needs to happen. There aren't that many significant differences that I can see between the Liberal and the Labor approach towards planning right now, unfortunately. But I think that both Liberal and Labor governments, Liberal and Labor parties understand that it's a problem that's not going to go away. So I'm cautiously optimistic, very cautiously optimistic that this discussion will continue and maybe be improved after the election.